Grocery stores around the country give you a little card, sometimes no bigger than a barcode that fits on your keychain.
Do you have a Whole Foods card?
You show your card at the checkout, and it tells a computer what you bought. Robert Ellis Smith publishes the Privacy Journal.
Some stores will accept pseudonyms, and others will allow you to swap cards with your neighbors, but by and large, what you're creating is an archive, a running tally of the groceries that you select in the store.
The store wants the tally so it can assemble profiles of customers and send out well-targeted mailings. Some stores also sell your data. But ask a random shopper, Georgiana, in St. Paul, what the card does, and the answer conveys only a vague understanding of a really brilliant marketing idea.
Can you show it to me? What is
it? Yeah, there it is. This is the card you use, and I think you get deals. It probably tracks what you buy, things like that. I don't know.
Smith has a warning for Georgiana.
It is extremely short-sighted to make any sensitive purchases using a frequent buyer card at the supermarket.
For instance, cigarettes. What if you bought a pack a day and your healthcare provider got access to the store's records and refused to reimburse you for treatment for heart disease? Similar things have happened.
There was a case in California of a man who sued the market because he slipped on the floor, and they threatened to use their collection of information of his purchases to show that he purchased beer quite frequently. We've also had a couple of cases now where federal drug authorities have insisted on that information from stores to show that people are buying products that could be useful for the cultivation of marijuana in their homes.
These may be extreme cases the average shopper won't encounter. In California, Democratic State Senator Jackie Speier was more worried about stores selling or sharing lists of data. So she sponsored the Supermarket Club Card Disclosure Act, which goes into effect there next July.
One of the responses from one of my colleagues on the Senate floor when the bill was being debated is, well, you know, if you want your privacy, just don't get one of these cards. And then I passed out the cash register receipt from the last week at my local grocery store, in which a $70 receipt turned into a $50 receipt because I used my rewards card. And I said, you know, for families or people on low income, they can't afford to protect their privacy when you can have those kinds of deep discounts attributed to use of that card.
For the record, Rainbow Foods says it does not release data collected through its Easy Save card outside the corporation. Cub Foods says it doesn't have a card and doesn't plan to use one because singling out one group of shoppers for lower prices is contrary to its marketing policy. John Raby, Minnesota Public Radio.